Some Michigan manufacturing businesses will reopen for production starting today. That opens up a whole new set of places where people could potentially become infected with COVID-19. Some manufacturers have detailed plans for protecting workers, but they're largely missing one key safeguard: testing. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reports.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer decided last week to let manufacturing reopen today, but she also urged caution.
One worker carrying this virus can infect 20 more, who can infect thousands more. We must stay smart.
Behind the scenes, many in the auto industry have been preparing for weeks. Magna International is one of the largest auto suppliers in North America. It's a global company, but it has 24 facilities in Michigan alone, with around 9,000 employees. Eric Wilds is Magna's chief sales and marketing officer. He says the company has a detailed plan to protect worker safety. It all starts with the minimum health and safety standards dictated by local governments.
That's our baseline, and then from there we apply our book to basically fill in the gaps.
Wild says Magna's Smart Start playbook is thorough, and the company is prepared.
So we have masks in all of our locations. For temperatures, we have temperature reading devices that we purchased centrally and distributed to all of our locations. We have different requirements for what you have to do for social distancing.
Wild says that if a worker does have COVID-19 or suspects they have it, the plan has protocols for tracking and quarantining other workers who may have been exposed. But the playbook stops short of broadly testing employees for the virus.
We require testing if they have certain symptoms, but we're not doing something where we're going through testing all of our employees at this point from a screening process.
Magna's decision reflects a stark reality. Michigan is partially reopening its economy without anywhere near the level of testing public health experts say is needed to keep COVID-19 under control.
The truth of the matter is, we are not going to test at the scale that we would need to anticipate outbreaks.
That's Wallace Hopp. He's a professor of business and engineering at the University of Michigan. Hopp says COVID-19 testing so far has targeted the highest risk and most seriously symptomatic people. That doesn't tell us much about how many people really have the virus, including those who may be totally asymptomatic. Widespread repeated testing would tell us a lot more. But we're not doing that because of issues with the testing supply chain. There's an ongoing shortage of basic supplies and only so much lab capacity to process the tests. Hopp is a professor and a small business owner. His family runs a bakery in Lake Orion. He says that as an employer, it would help to test people with very mild symptoms.
Tests for people like that, I think, would put people's minds at ease and also just make it a lot easier for people to make the call of if and when to come back to work.
The state has recently allowed more people with milder symptoms to get tested. But the highest risk remain the top priority. Dr. Janae Khaldun is Michigan's chief medical executive.
We're working diligently to work towards the state's goal of 15,000 tests per day and targeting those for testing who are at highest risk.
But some public health experts think that 15,000 per day target isn't nearly high enough for the state to fully reopen. And U of M's Wallace Hopp says employers also face a big psychological challenge, making enough employees feel secure enough to return to work. Safety protocols like Magna's Smart Start playbook can help with that, but Hopp says reopening will present other challenges too. In the auto industry, global supply chains have been severely disrupted. And then there's the question of whether consumers will have enough confidence or enough money to buy their products anytime soon.
So it's a challenge. I think it's going to be a herky-jerky reopening.
The question is whether that herky-jerky process will be one manufacturers can navigate without a lot more people getting sick. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.